Greetings in the name of our wonderful Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. This devotional is titled, Whose Side Are You On? Whose side are you on? Do you stand with the protesters or do you stand with the cops? For thoughtful Christians, this is a sticky wicket question. You see, not all cops are bad, and not all protesters are lawless rioters. In my view, what we are witnessing today is the judgment of God. When a society steeped in the Judeo-Christian ethic tramples it with disdain, then God gives such a society over to a debased mind, resulting in, quote, murder, strife, etc. Romans 1:28 through 32. John Adams was right when he said, quote, our Constitution was made only for a moral and religious people. It is wholly inadequate to the government of any other, end quote. There's always a bigger picture. From the human perspective, the kingdom of Israel split over political unrest and tribal discord. But from a divine perspective, it happened because of judgment for Israel's sin. 1 Kings 12:15 says, quote, the turn of events was from the Lord, end quote. And in verse 24, it says, God says, quote, this thing is from me, end quote. God is sovereign over the whole of history. He removes kings and raises up kings, Daniel 2:21. What is happening is always bigger than merely a human perspective. True Christians march to a different drummer. We are completely out of sync with the spirit of the age. Christians were never called to be worldly revolutionaries. The New Testament does not present our mission in terms of political or social activism. This is the wisdom of the world, which so many professing Christians are buying into. It sounds good, but it lacks biblical depth. When Christians make activism part of the gospel mission, they have completely misunderstood the New Testament. The fruit of the gospel must not be confused with the gospel. God's people are to love everyone, including their enemies. Our mission is bigger than this life. It has eternity in view. Ours is a gospel mission. The apostles never advocated political reform. They lived and died for gospel transformation. It is kind of amusing to see so many Christians think that they can change society with something else other than the gospel, or with something in addition to the gospel. The New Testament holds forth just one answer, the gospel. In Christ there is neither Jew nor Greek, there is neither slave nor free, there is neither male nor female. For you are all one in Christ Jesus, Galatians 3:28. Jesus said, by this all will know that you are my disciples, if you have love for one another, John 13:35. This is an internal family of God strategy. God doesn't use the world to change the world. He uses his people. Our love for each other in the family of God is to make a powerful impact on the watching world. We're never going to make the world behave. To think so is to have an unfounded faith in humanity, which lacks understanding of human depravity. Can the leopard change its spots? Jeremiah 13:23. People cannot fundamentally change their moral disposition. Yes, the flesh can be trained to a point, but that is not real change. Only the gospel can truly change a heart of hate into a heart of love. No law, no revolution, no amount of clamor can accomplish this. This is a God thing. The world thinks in polarizing terms of whose side are you on? As Christians, we think differently. We are on God's side, and that fundamentally changes how we approach life. We see all those who don't know Christ as lost people. All of them are our mission field. We want to love them. We want to love them all evangelistically. Ours is a gospel mission, not to be clouded by the flesh-fighting tribalism of the world. As the children of Israel were preparing to enter the Promised Land, a man suddenly stood before Joshua with a sword drawn in his hand. Joshua did not initially realize it was the Lord and said to him, are you for us or for our adversaries? Joshua 5:13. That is how we humans tend to draw it up. Which side are you on? The Lord's response showed that he is bigger than any human side. Joshua 5:14, so he said, no, but as the commander of the army of the Lord, I have now come. And Joshua fell on his face to the earth and worshipped and said to him, "What does my Lord say to his servant?" God is all about his own agenda and caters to no man. We would be wise to worship, as did Joshua, and say, "What does my Lord say?" As God's people, we want to align with God's agenda as spelled out in the New Testament. I submit to you that it is a gospel agenda involving all people. But note it carefully. If you love the other side, the world will hate you for it. But this is our calling. We are called to love everyone, including haters. In the end, only those who are on God's side are the winners. For God's people, it's all about being on God's side. That is the ultimate issue. Don't make it something else. 1 Timothy 2:1-4, "Therefore I exhort, first of all, that supplications, prayers, intercessions, and giving of thanks be made for all men, for kings, and all who are in authority, that we may lead a quiet and peaceable life in all godliness and reverence. For this is good and acceptable in the sight of God our Savior, who desires all men to be saved and to come to the knowledge of the truth." Lord, we thank you that you so loved the world. You loved everyone, that you gave your only begotten Son, that whoever believes in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. Lord, as your representatives, as the Church of Christ, your hands, your feet, your mouthpiece, here as it were, on earth, help us to represent you well, your love for all people. We get pressurized, pulled this way, that way, this side, that side. Lord, help us to keep our mission in focus. We are called to love everyone and to share the gospel with everyone. In Christ, there is neither Jew nor Greek, neither slave nor free, neither male nor female. We're all one. Lord, help us to keep the right perspective in these days of turmoil in our land. I pray in Christ's name. Amen.